Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take your sources and really try to unearth the most important nuggets of knowledge for you. Today, we're diving into something that seems, well, pretty straightforward on the surface. Acquiring raw land. You might think, you know, it's just dirt. But our mission here is to shortcut you to being truly well-informed about this untamed landscape.
That's right. And what we've gathered from your sources consistently shows that buying undeveloped land, it demands a due diligence process far more expensive.
Oh.
More nuanced than for, say, improved properties.
More extensive. Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about everything from obscured historical uses, dynamic regulatory landscapes, unseen subsurface conditions. It really requires a rigorous investigation. It's a completely different beast.
That's a critical point. Deep due diligence, especially compared to developed properties. So let's zero in on maybe one of the first pitfalls, the title itself. We often assume a clean title means, you know, problem-free property.
Right.
But here's where it gets truly eye-opening based on what we read. A standard title search might not capture very old rights or these unrecorded prescriptive easements.
Exactly. Imagine a footpath someone's been using for maybe 15 years across your future property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that could potentially become a legally recognized right, even if it's nowhere on paper.
Yeah.
That's what a prescriptive easement essentially is.
Hmm.
A right established just by long-term open use. And what's fascinating, or maybe worrying, is how seemingly minor details like these, things that aren't obvious, can turn into major financial liabilities if you're not looking really closely.
Right. Liabilities you didn't budget for. And speaking of financial surprises, let's talk about something else that can ambush a buyer.
Mm.
Special assessments. What exactly are these and why are they so tricky to uncover?
Well, these are often charges, sometimes one time, sometimes ongoing, from local governments or maybe an HOA. They're for specific public improvements. Think new streets, sewers, things that directly benefit the property. But crucially, as your sources emphasize, they often do not appear on the notice of proposed taxes.
Ah, so not where you normally look for tax info.
Precisely. So you could buy the land feeling good about the price and then bam, you're facing significant unanticipated infrastructure costs. Unless you actively, you know, dig into local government meeting minutes, HOA records, you need to uncover these hidden charges. It's a potential landmine for buyers who only scratch the surface with standard tax documents.
Okay, so we've navigated some of the legal landscape, the hidden paper trails. But it's not just about what's on paper, is it? The physical reality of the land itself holds its own secrets. Let's talk about access first. There's this distinction between legal access and practical access, right?
Absolutely, that's a huge one. A property might technically be legally accessible.
No.
Maybe there's a narrow unpaved easement on the deed.
Right, it's legal.
But is it practical? Probably useless for any large-scale development. Getting heavy equipment in, forget it. And widening or reinforcing that access could mean massive additional costs. It really boils down to what you can actually do with the access you have, and if that matches your plans. It raises a key question for you, the buyer. How will you get your equipment onto that site?
That's a great question, and it leads us right to the next unseen enemy. What's literally below ground. Your sources consistently underscore that skipping subsurface investigations is just, well, a false economy.
Oh, completely.
Why is this often overlooked, and what's the real cost of skipping it?
Well, a geotechnical assessment that's basically a detailed study of the soil, the rock underneath, it's crucial for understanding ground stability, potential excavation headaches. It might cost less than 1% of the total construction budget sometimes, but skip it. Your sources say excavation costs can increase exponentially during construction if you suddenly hit unexpected rock layers or maybe hard-to-manage peat bog.
Oof, yeah. Exponentially is not a word you want to hear associated with costs.
Not at all. And another maybe less obvious subsurface concern is protected species. Endangered animals, certain plants, they're protected even on private land.
Even on private land.
Yes, which can introduce significant regulatory hurdles you just wouldn't expect. You might think you're buying land, but you could also be buying a protected habitat, which changes everything.
Wow. Okay. So legal access, ground conditions, and finally, the hidden costs that can really, really sting utilities.
Ah, yes. The big variable.
The initial low purchase price of raw land can be super deceptive, can it? Because bringing electricity, water, sewer lines out to the site, the cost can vary wildly.
Dramatically. Your sources mentioned ranges from hundreds to tens of thousands of dollars. It just highlights the critical need for really upfront, detailed cost estimation for all that infrastructure.
Otherwise, you could completely blow your budget before you even break ground.
Exactly. So ultimately, what your sources underscore is that raw land acquisition isn't simple buying. It's a sophisticated investment. It demands a multifaceted, really meticulous investigation. It's all about uncovering those hidden liabilities, accurately forecasting all the costs, and then figuring out the property's highest and best use, which isn't just about the highest price, but about the greatest potential profit or value for you.
Precisely. It really sounds like buying raw land is less like buying a house and, I don't know, more like solving a complex puzzle where you don't even have all the pieces to start with. So thinking about that next promising parcel you might encounter, what hidden truths might lie beneath the surface, and how will you actually unearth them? We hope this deep dive helps you ask the right questions and really empowers you to look beyond just, well, the dirt.